honor and to ages of ages. Lord, God, we steadfast and holy blameless faith of Christ and of his Christians, his holy church and the city, honor the ages of ages. And most holy church, God, save us.
For honorable mystery, and beyond compare, our prayers and seraphim, even without crushing against the earth, God, word, the very temple of the sea, the magnified.
Feel God, all glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy Master, bless.
We also do that for us, for God, by your sessions. Always come back with blameless Holy Mother, by the power of the Almighty and the cross, by the protection of the venerable Heavenly Father's powerless obligations of the venerable glorious Conductor John and the Holy Glorious King of Apostles. Holy glorious victorious martyrs of righteous and godly fathers. Righteous and godly and founding stars of Hagen, our victim doubtless the world will defeat the sin. And the holy righteous ancestors of God, Jupiter and Anna, and our holy righteous martyr, Conona Visuria, and his fellow Nessius, and holy martyr, Conon, the gardener of Nazareth in Galilee, our righteous father, Mark, ascetic, the wonder worker, holy martyrs, Eulogius and Eulampius of Palestine, holy martyr, Archelaus, and 142 with him, our righteous father, Mark of Athens, who struggled in asceticism in the mountain of Thrace beyond the lands of Chetians, and anchorite of Athens. New martyr John of Bulgaria, who was beheaded in Constantinople, Holy Virgin Martyr Olive of Brescia, a righteous father Kieran, bishop and abbot of Sangir in Ireland, Saint Theodore, prince of Smolensk in Yaroslav, and his sons David and Constantine, their Carlos holy brothers commemorate, and a righteous father Adrian of Poshechnoye, and his fellow ascetic Leonidas, whose memory celebrate all saints numerous.
Do thou thyself, O immortal King, accept with repentance even to me a sinner, and incline thy ear to me and hear my words. For I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and not worthy to gaze upon the height of thy glory. For I have provoked thy goodness by transgressing thy commandments and by not obeying thine ordinances. But thou, Lord, art forbearing, long suffering, and plenteous in mercy, hast not given me up to perish in my iniquities, most surely awaiting my conversion. For thou, friend of man, hast said through thy prophet that thou dost not desire the death of the sinner, but that he should return and live. For thou dost not will a master the work of thy hands should perish, neither art thou well pleased with the perdition of men, but thou desirest that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Wherefore thou art worthy of both heaven and earth, and even of this transient life, since I have wholly subjected myself to sin, and am a slave to pleasures enough to face that image, yet being the work in creation, I, the wretched one, do not despair of my salvation, but emboldened by thy immeasurable compassion, I draw nigh. Wherefore, receive even me, O Christ, the friend of man, as thou dost the harlot, the thief, the publican, and the prodigal, and take away the heavy burden of my sins, allow to take us away the sin of the world, who heal us from infirmities, who calls to us up from labor and our heavy laden, and give us the rest, who came us not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, and cleanse me of all defilements of flesh and spirit, teach me to deny holiness and in fear of thee, that with the witness of my conscience pure, I may receive that portion of the holy gifts and be united with the holy body and blood, and have thee dwelling and abiding in me of the Father and the Holy Spirit. Yea, Lord Jesus Christ, my God, let not the communion of other immaculate life-creating mysteries be to me for judgment, nor heart and soul and body for partaking of them unworthily, but grant me eternal last breath to receive without condemnation the portion of the holy gifts for communion of the Holy Spirit as a provision for life everlasting and for an acceptable defense at that dread tribunal, that even I, with all my life, may become a partaker of the many positive things which thou hast prepared for them, love thee, O Lord, in whom thou art glorified to the ages. Amen.
I know, O Lord, that I partake of thine immaculate body and precious blood unworthily, and that I am guilty of eat and drink judgment to myself, not discerning the body and blood of thee, my Christ and God. But trusting in thy compassions, I take courage and approach thee, which is saying, He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. Wherefore, have compassion, O Lord, make not example of me a sinner, but deal with me according to thy mercy. And let these holy gifts be unto my healing and purification and enlightenment and protection and salvation and sanctification of both soul and body, unto the averting of every fantasy and evil deed and diabolical operation working noetically in my members, unto confidence and love toward thee, unto amendment of life and stability, unto an increase of virtue and perfection, unto fulfillment of the commandments, unto communion with the Holy Spirit as a provision for life everlasting, as an acceptable defense at that dread tribunal, not unto judgment nor unto condemnation.
O Lord, my God, I know that I am not worthy nor sufficient that thou shouldst come to the roof of the house of my soul, for all is desolate and fallen, and thou hast not made a place where we can lay thy head. Even as from on high, thou hast humbled thyself for our sakes, and I conform thyself to my lowliness. And even as thou hast deigned to thine the cave and the manger of rational beasts, also deign to thine the manger of mine irrational soul and tender my defiled body. And even as thou dost not disdain to enter and dine with sinners in the house of Simon the leper, so consent also to enter the house of my lowly soul, which is leprous and sinful. And even as thou dost not reject the woman who is a harlot and sinner like me when she approaches and touches thee, so also be compassionate with me the sinner as I approach and touch thee. And as thou dost not abhor her defiled and polluted mouth which kiss thee, neither do thou abhor my mouth yet more defiled and polluted than hers, nor my lips which are loathsome and pure and holy, nor my tongue yet more unclean. But let the life, cold, thine all holy body, and thy precious blood be unto sanctification and enlightenment and strengthening in hand of my humble soul and body, and unto the evasion of the burden of my many offenses, unto defense against every operation of the devil, unto the ruining and hindering of my bodily habits, unto the mortification of the passions, unto the accomplishment of thy commandments, unto the increase of thy divine grace, and unto the attainment of thy kingdom. For it is not as one presumptuous that I deny to thee, O Christ my God, but as one taking courage, and that ineffable goodness, and that I may not by long abstaining from thy communion become a prey to an article. Wherefore I pray thee, O Lord, our holy Master, sanctify my soul, my body, my mind, my heart, my reins, and my bowels, and holy renew me. Root the fear of me and my members, and make thy sanctification and thou will within me, and be thou my help and defender, and guide my life in peace, and make me worthy to stand at the right hand with thy saints by the prayers and intercessions of an almighty Father, of thy material ministers and active powers, of all the saints who are raised past that of multitudes unto thee. Amen.
I am not sufficient, O Master and Lord, that thou shouldest enter under the roof of my soul, but since thou, as a friend of man, dost will to dwell in me, with trust I draw nigh. Thou commandest, I will open wide the gates which thou alone this fashion, that thou mayest enter in thy wonted love for man, that thou mayest enter and enlighten my darkened thought. I believe that thou wilt do this, for thou didst not shun a harlot who approached thee with tears, nor didst thou reject the publican who repented, nor didst thou drive away the thief who acknowledged thy kingdom, nor didst thou abandon the repentant persecutor as he was. But all who have been brought to thee by repentance hast thou established in the choir of thy friends. O thou who alone art blessed always, now and to endless ages. Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, my God, loose from it, forgive the part of the failings, faults, and offenses which I, thy sinful, unprofitable, and unworthy servant, have committed from my youth up to the present day and now, or whether in knowledge or in ignorance, whether in words or deeds or thoughts or reasonings and pursuits, or in any of my senses. And by the intercession of her that conceived thee without seed, the Immaculate and Ever Virgin Mary, thy mother, mine only hope that putteth not to shame, my defense and salvation, do thou count me worthy without condemnation to partake of an immaculate, immortal life, radiant and red mysteries, unto forgiveness of sins of life everlasting, unto sanctification and enlightenment and strength and healing and health of both soul and body, and to the blotting out and utter destruction of my evil reasonings and thoughts and predispositions, and doctrinal fantasies of dark evil spirits, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and the honor and the worship, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, through the ages of ages. Amen.
O Master, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who alone has authority to forgive men their sins, since thou art better to friend a man, overlook all mine offenses, whether committed in knowledge or in ignorance, and account me worthy to receive without condemnation thy divine, glorious, immaculate, and life-creating mysteries. not unto punishment nor unto an increase of sin, but unto purification and sanctification, and as an earnest of the life and kingdom to come, as a rampart and help, and for the overturning of adversaries, and for the blotting out of my many transgressions. For thou art a God of mercy and compassion and love for man, and to thee to be sent up glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
From lips tainted and defiled, from a heart unclean and loathsome, from a tongue befouled and filthy, from a soul be stained and soiled, by Christ receive my pity. Yea, disdain me not, nor shun me, nor my words, nor yet my manner, nor my shamelessness and boldness. But with freedom let me tell thee, my Christ, what I desire. Rather do that, I will instruct thee what I need to do and utter. I have sinned more than a harlot, when learning of thy lodging, when purchased myrrh most precious, when boldness to approach thee, to anoint thy feet in length, and when my Christ, my better master. Even as thou dost not shun her when she came with heartfelt fervor, thus a word would not disdain me. Nay, but rather do thou grant me to embrace thy feet and kiss them, and with streams of tears to wash them, as with precious myrrh most costly, with great boldness to anoint them. Wash me with thy tears, and thereby cleanse the word of God, and make me. Grant remission of my failings, and bestow on me forgiveness. All my evil deeds thou knowest, my wounds thou knowest also, my bruises thou beholdest. For my faith thou knowest likewise, and my eagerness thou seest, and my groans thou hearest also. Fear doth not escape thy notice, even one tear, O Redeemer, not a fraction of a teardrop, O my Lord God and Creator. Yea, thine eyes did see my being was, yet it was unfashioned, and thy book all thoughts and actions, even those not yet enacted, are inscribed for thee already. See my lowness and toil, though the greatness of my suffering. And O God of all, forgive me all the sins I have committed, so that with a cleansing pure heart and a mind with pure tremble and a soul contrite and lowly, I may draw nigh to partake of that in all pure and spotless mysteries, whereby all who eat and drink thee, with a heart sincere and guileless, I will be of thine quickened. For thou sayest to my master, he that eateth of my flesh and that doth drink my blood also doth abide in me truly, and in him am I found also. Holy true is this word spoken by my Lord and God the Master. For whoever doth partake of these divine and hallowed graces, which impart purification, is alone in truth no longer, but is with thee, Christ, the true light of the hallowed triple day star, which illumineth the whole world. Less than I remain alone now, and apart from thee, life giver, my breath, my life, my gladness, the entire world's salvation. For this cause do I approach thee with a soul contrite and tearful. O thou ransom of my failings, I entreat thee to receive me, so that I may now partake of thy life giving blameless mysteries and not suffer condemnation. That is thou to say, thou mightest dwell with me, whom Christ rendered. Lest thou foul deceiver find me, O bereft of thy divine grace, and most guilefully seduce me, and with scheming cunning lure me from thy words which make me godlike. Wherefore I fall down before thee and cry out to thee with fervor, as thou dost receive and welcome both the prodigal and the harlot to deny to thee, so likewise most merciful receive me, the great profligate and sinner, the most prodigal and violent, as I dare not to approach thee with a soul contrite and humble. Savior, well I know that no one hath sinned as have I against thee, nor hath wrought the deeds which I have. Yet again I know this also, neither greatness of transgressions nor enormity in sinning can surpass my God and Savior's great long suffering and mercy and exceeding love for mankind. For with the oil of compassion that is cleansed and rendered shining, thou lowest repent with fervor and thou makest them partakers of thy light and abundance and true shares of thy Godhood. And a marvel for the angels and for human understanding, thou hast converse of the confidence of friends most true and trusted. These things now we give thee daring, these things give me wings, O Christ God, and with the abundance of the benefactions towards, with rejoicing yet with trembling, I would take now the fire. Though but grass will also wander, yet be due to my past telling, like that bush of old on Sinai, which was unconsumed, though burning. Wherefore, with a mind most thankful, and a heart most thankful also in the memories of my soul and my body, I adore and magnify thee, my God, and glorify thee, as with verily most blessed, now and ever, to all ages.